Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yotest and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Ches. Zog the Mishnah. Omar Viloi Shamati Merab Lezer Afilu Hike Beiskor. I heard from Rabbi Lezer that although we mentioned Leil, the Shita that holds in a Karfuf, this enclosed area, which is user storage, needs to be up to base at time. He said it could be much larger, could be the size of a base court. I think I was going to explain the exact details. Continues the mission of Yitesa Mudalef. V'chen shamati min ha'os or from him, ad shechotze sheshachach echad mehem v'lo yirev. You have people on one courtyard, and one of them forgot to join the eruv. So base ha'os or melachnisu milo yitzi. So he cannot use his house to go in and out. Reb Chaim adds over here, well, clearly from the Gemara, we're talking about that the person was mevatel his reshut. He said, I'm mevatel whatever I own to everybody else. He still cannot use his house to take things in and out. Loi, he cannot do that. Avalehem mutter, but they could, because once he was mevatel his reshut, so now it belongs to them, because he doesn't have a reshut anymore, because he canceled his entity. It's not a separate entity anymore, it belongs to Bnei HaChatzer. We'll see in the Gemara why he himself cannot use it as just being their guest. He doesn't own anything, he's mevatel his reshut. Continues the Mishnah. V'chet shemati menu shiyotzim ba'kavonim bePesach. I heard you can use this vegetable called kavonim. You can use it for maror and Pesach. V'chizarti al kol talmidov. I checked with all the talmidim. Uvikashti lichovei. I was looking for somebody else, a friend that also heard from him the same thing that I heard. V'lo matzati, but I couldn't find anybody else. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Loi shemati mabelozer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Vov b'shem mabelozer b'mislaketes ha'tayim mibiskuri himasniso. Meaning, he's not saying that a karf of the size of base core, you can carry the entire base core. He's saying only mitlaket satayim base core. What does it mean mitlaket satayim base core? So Reb Chaim here brings two explanations. Either we talk about a very large karf of, you can carry in that large karf of an area of a base satayim. So the first man d'amar in the beginning, in the previous Mishnah held, that you can carry only if the area is the area of base satayim and not more. This man d'amar holds, even if the area is much larger, as long as you're carrying only Beis HaTayim, it's fine. You can carry Beis HaTayim out of a very large area. The second explanation brings up Chaim, name of the Pnei Moshe, that we're talking about that's on a hill, and the area is very large. But the top of the hill, the straight line, the straight area on top of the hill, that's only Beis HaTayim. So even though you have a very large area over here, but because the flat area is only Beis HaTayim, so then it's okay. But you cannot carry more than Beis HaTayim. Continues the one that says, "Chen shamati men are also heard from him." Anshe chotzer sheshochach echad mehem v'lo yirev beis hoyoser. That was the second part of the Mishnah. The one explains, "Tamon rabbanon b'mahochor Rabbi Eliezer." Meaning, there we saw we're going to see a Mishnah come on that goes in shita of rabbanon, and here we're talking the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanon is the kamon in perek shishi, and it says the rabbanon amri odom mevatel rishus. Then we're here going to use the Yisrael Chaim. Odom mevatel rishus chatzeroy, then odom mevatel rishus beisoy. Which means, one can cancel his the chutzner. When a person says you can use my area, he means to mevatel only the chutzner, not the house. So you can't come and use his house. You can mevatel his. You can use the chutzner because the chutzner, that's what he's mevatel. That's what he's canceling his ownership, and you can use the chutzner. Rabbi Lezer, according to the use of Rabbi Chaim, so you say here the opposite. He's canceling both. And that's why in our Mishnah we say that the Bnei HaChatzer can use not only his chatzer, he can use also his house because mevatel the whole thing. Why he himself cannot carry? He should be able to carry because he's mevatel's reshus, he's mevatel's domain, and he's just a guest over there. Rabbi Lezer gave him a knas. He fined him for the fact he did not join the eruv. Why didn't you join the eruv? You didn't join the eruv, you're not going to be able to use your house. According to this, this is the idea of the Eruv Chatzeris is only a Din D'Rabbanan. You're going to be koinesim. You're going to find the person just because he forgot to do a Din D'Rabbanan. That's what he brings as a question. He doesn't answer. Rabbi Brei D'Rapapi Bai asked, Amar Reini Mevata Rishus Beisi over Rabbanan Moidi? Meaning, Rabbanan said, when a person is mevata only the chotzer, not the house. What's the reason? Do you say that mistoma he meant only the chotzer because the person does not want to cancel his house? But if he said clearly is mevata the house, it will work. Or you say, no, a person cannot mevata his house because, that most people don't want to cancel the ownership of the house. Now the Gemara asks the Kotel Blazer, Amar Harein Mevatel Rishus Chatzeri. If a person said I'm Mevatel Rishus Chatzer, and he meant to say only the Chatzer of Reb Blazer, might the Reb Blazer then will agree? Is the reasoning of Reb Blazer that when a person says a Rishus, he means both, but if he said Chatzer, he clearly meant all Chatzer, and you can't now anymore take into his house? Or you say no, a person does not live in a house without a Chatzer. And once he's canceling one, he's canceling both. Because there's no such thing as having one without the other. So even though you say, I'm doing only the chatzar, automatically the house is included, and it's batel, and everybody can use his house as well. V'chen shabati menu shiyotzim ba'akravoni v'pesach, he can use this vegetable in Pesach. So the Gemara now is referring to the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah says he was looking for somebody else that heard it from Rabbi Lazar, he couldn't find another chaver. Is he referring only to the last shmuel that he said from Rabbi Lazar regarding Pesach? Or is he referring to all three? So the Gemara says, "Avisavin meimar b'akavonim." We thought he's referring only to akavonim. That's what he couldn't find a chaver. Ashkechtani al kuloin. All three things mentioned in the Mishnah, he could not find anybody else or heard from Reb Lezer these three things. With this, we conclude the second parak of Maseches Eruvin. Hadron loch perikosim pasim. Hadron loch perikosim pasim beizor Hashem. Starting the third parak, look the Mishnah. B'choil me'arvim u'mishtatfim. You do an Eruv in a Shituv with any food. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara, the Eruv over here is referring to specifically a Eruv Tchumim, when someone needs to go away from his Tchum. He wants to walk more than the 2,000 Amah from where he is. So Rabbanu Mitaken, that a person puts food in the end of the 2,000 Amah, and then that's considered to be his place. So he walks 2,000 Amah, his main place is where his food is. Which food do you have to put in order to create Eruv Tchumim? Any food can be used for Eruv Tchumim. And Mishtatvim refers to Shituv Mevois, meaning when I have a few courtyards, they want to join together, they're in the same Mavoi. So we're talking about the courtyard specifically. So the Shituv can be with any food, Chutz min ha-mayim u-min ha-melech, except water and salt, which are not considered to be real food. V'akol nilkach b'kesev meiser. You can buy with the money of Meiser Sheni all food. Chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melech, except water and salt. We'll see in the Gemara what is the drush of the Nala use water and salt for Meiser Sheni. Continues the mission of your testament base. Hanoider min ha-mozon muter b'mayim u-melech. Someone says, I'm not going to have any mozon, which is food. It's not including water and salt, which is not considered to be mozon. Continues the mission of Marvim l'nozir b'yayin v'l'yisrael b'tshumo. A nozer can use an eruv, he can use wine, even though he's not allowed to drink wine. And he saw he can use truma, even though he can't eat truma, because others can eat it. Sukhus Oimer, the Gersa of Reb Chaim is, bechulin. No, he saw he can use only chulin, which he can eat. He cannot use truma, which he cannot eat. What about a nozer and wine? Nozer and wine, according to Bavli, explains, he could be shoyel al nizirusoy. He can cancel, can nullify his nizirus. And he mainly can drink wine, so the wine does belong to him. L'koyin beis apras, you're allowed to put an eru for a koyin beis apras, because beis apras, as the Gemara is going to explain, is a tuma derabanan, and you know there's a way to come in. There's even a koyin can reach it. Rido imer afilu bein hakvaris, even next to a grave, you could put the eru of the koyin. There is a way to go into biskvaris with a shido teva or migdol coming in with a carriage and making sure they does not get tummy. There is a way to get there, and therefore, even if it's an area of tumah, the koyin is it can reach it and it's considered to be a good eruv. So the Gemara. This is shita blazer. The tanina on tamon. We learned over there, in as we'll see later in this masechta. You can use everything for Eiv and Shituf except water and salt. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. And according to Rabbi Chaim, you add over here, Rabbi Shua says, no, you have to use specifically bread. You cannot use all food. Only bread can be used for the Eiv. It goes according to everybody. That's the Girsa of Rabbi Chaim. Meaning, there it says Me'arvim Mishtatfim refers to Eiv Chatzerus and Shituf Mevois. Eiv Chatzerus, there's a sheet that says you must use bread. But in our Mishnah, when it says Me'arvim Mishtatfim, it's referring to Eiv Tchumim, as we mentioned, and Shituf Mevois. We're not talking about Eiv Chatzerus. Rav Chaim goes on to explain, Eiv Chatzerus means everybody's living in the same house. To live in the same house, to actually have a living, you must have bread. But we talk about Shitu Mevoris, which you're not really living there, and it's not a place that a person sleeps there, eats there. It's just a place that's part of the of his area where he's staying in Shabbos. And the same thing by Eruv Tchumim, you don't have to have an actual meal just to say that's your location on Shabbos. So there, you don't have to have bread. So in other words, our Mishnah can go with a Shita that an Eruv Chatzerus requires bread, because we're not talking here about Eruv Chatzerus, we're talking about other things, Eruv Tchumim and Shituvim Mevoris. Says the word Masniso Dermeir. Our Mishnah is Remeir. Why? The Tani called Dova Shunichal Chai Kamotchu Umarim Boy. What can you use for Eruv? Only something that you eat it on its own. Meaning you eat it raw and you eat it on its own. But Imapas, if it's something you eat it only with the bread, you metabel boy pitoy. You dip the bread into it, but you don't eat it on its own. So then the din is Ein Marvin Boy. That's Tanakamo. Remeir says, that's a Gisrav Chaim. Remeir says that you could be Marv, you could use even a dip. Our Mishnah that says you can be married in anything except water and salt goes like a mare. Says the Gemara, Ashum v'abitzolim, garlic and onions, al daite de ramer ain maravimim. Even a mare will agree that you can use as an eruv. And the reason is that you don't even use it as a dip. It's something that only you cook with it. It's not even used for a dip, and therefore you can be married even according to a mare, because even according to a mare, it needs to be something which is eaten the way it is, either on its own or with the bread. But you still have to cook it, you have to be attacking it, so then it's not considered to be something you can use as an eruv. And the word breeze arrived, the Tana, Omer of Yudo, Maestas, Shavas, or Meir, Be'ar de Kosum. Meir was in this area, this place. He says, you know, I reached here, it's really out of my tchum. But I did an Eruv Tchumim using onions. Rameir says you can't move out of your Arba Amis. Because if someone, by mistake, leaves his Tchum Shabbos, he cannot move out of his Arba Amis. So this person left the Tchum Shabbos assuming he has a good Eruv Tchumim. His Eruv Tchumim is not a good Eruv Tchumim because he used onions. Even though Rameir said, we learned that our Mishnah is Rameir. He says you can use all food except water and salt. It needs to be something which is eaten the way it is, raw, without cooking, without attacking it, meaning it needs to be something which could be used, you could eat it either on its own or with the bread, but not through cooking. The Gemara concludes says, Haluf ve'akulkos al daiden derabonin emarvim bahim. These are the type of vegetables that you don't use it only with bread, you don't use it on their own, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Meir, you cannot use it as a eruv because you don't eat it on its own. With this, we conclude Yushami Eruvin Daf Yutes.